I hope you're really well, and I also hope you had a gorgeous weekend, whatever you got up to. And this week we are continuing on with our topic all around faith, and following on from what I spoke to you about last week around really the faith that we have has to be grounded in ourselves first and foremost. And to reiterate that messaging around the need to really mind ourselves and look after ourselves so that we can tap into our own voice and our own intuition and our own gifts and our own skills. And when we do that and we're grounded in that, then it's kind of like we expand out and we go, okay, now I can ground into myself and my faith in myself and my belief in myself. And it gives me a better anchoring and a better grounding to be able to then expand outward from myself up into higher energies, you know, and into the energy that exists around us as well. So I suppose the question for you this week is, what do you believe in? What is your faith? So you may have a religious faith, maybe you follow a certain religion, you have practices, maybe you attend church or attend different organized events to do with that, or have different rituals around it. And then there's those of us that I think we don't fully know necessarily what our faith is. We know that there's something out there. We believe in something bigger, but we're not quite sure what it is. And I feel that we probably, in all honesty, don't really know what it is. I suppose I believe, this is what my faith is, that when we die and we return back to source energy, we fully understand it then, but obviously we're not a conscious mind and we don't remember when we come back into our next life or the life that we've come into now, what that really is all about. And we spend so much of our life wanting to feel good. I mean, ultimately, if somebody told you that you could feel good for the rest of your life and they could guarantee that for you, we would all jump at that. And I think what a lot of us are doing, myself included, by the way, is that we are looking outward to so many things because we want to feel that sense of being good and being in a a clear focused mindset and maybe feeling balanced in ourselves. And I know that when we are connecting to our own faith and connecting to the vast energy that's out there, it can bring such a beautiful sense of peace. You know, those times maybe where you're meditating or you're even going for a walk, or doing things that you really enjoy, and you just nearly get this zen sensation through the body. It might come to you in a different way. That's how it happens to me. I just feel this like peaceful energy almost like as I'm sitting here recording this, I'm moving my hands up. I feel it move like up my body almost into my stomach and into my chest. It just feels really calming, and everything just feels exactly as it's meant to feel. And I think when a lot of us are in moments of darkness, moments of transitionary periods, moments of stress, moments of just questioning what our next steps are, we want to connect to that. And what we're really wanting to do is connect to ourselves, like we talked about last week. So that's the first part. But we want to connect to the source of where we come from. And no matter what religion you are, you may not believe in God at all, but no matter, you might believe in something. So whether you're religious and have a religious belief that you follow, or whether you're not and you connect to something, whether it's angels or people who've passed over, you're connecting to source energy, whatever it is, we're all actually connecting to the same thing. We're just doing it through different modalities and different ways. And I think definitely here, and I know, like I said last week, not all of you are Irish that is in the membership. So I'm not sure in your different countries what it's like. But definitely here, we've grown up in Catholic Ireland. And obviously there's Protestant religion as well. Don't want to might be leaving anybody out. But for us, there was, well, for me, I would say growing up, it was just that's all we knew. You know, it was the church, and it was such a huge part of communities and things like that. Now, I grew up in a family where it wasn't a massive part, but there was definitely a sense that we were all being, you know, kind of guided by this through our schooling and different things like that. And I think that now when we look out to try and figure out what we believe in or what our faith is in, this is where we can kind of get flooded by the different spiritual energies and things that are out there, because when we've been brought up with one guidance system, like in, say, here, the Catholic Church, for example, and when you're just taught that, you don't know anything different, you know. So I still say like prayers that I would have learned as a child, like that are important to me. But when I then started to kind of want to look outside of that, I would read books on Buddhism, I would read books on the Kabbalah, I would read books on other different religions, you know, and I would read books on other different practices, because I was really trying to find where I kind of landed in that. And I think this is why particularly like we are more drawn to American teachers and people like that, or spiritual teachers, or, you know, personal development teachers and that kind of thing, because America is so multicultured and it's so multifaceted as well. Like, but we get a lot of our information from there. We follow with all of these people because it was more open. You could be who you wanted to be and follow any practices you wanted. And I mean, it's really only in the last, maybe I would say, having worked in this space for a long time, that in the last 5 years, where we're becoming more open to the stuff, which is why it's fantastic and it's so important. But like I was saying last week, it's important then that the messaging is very pure and very clear. And I think we're just, like a lot of things in the world at the moment, we're seeing a lot of light stuff with it, we're seeing a lot of dark stuff with it, and the world is trying to rebalance into coming back into some middle ground with it. And I think for you, if you're trying to find what your middle ground is, you might get yourself quite confused. And this is why, or overwhelmed, or something might work for you today and it doesn't work for you tomorrow, or whatever it is. So this is why I really wanted you to ground into your own faith in yourself last week, and continue obviously on over the next weeks and months, is that so that you can actually get a sense of, well, what do you believe in? Not what somebody else has told you or something else that you've read. When you sit with yourself for a moment, and you could even pause this now and do this and just sit and close your eyes, what do you fundamentally believe in? Because we all hear different things and different practices. I know myself, I followed so many people. I've put people I have followed or read their books and things up on pedestals and been like, oh God, they've said that, like, that must be the way that it is. And they're just human beings. Like, every person here is a human being having human experience, trying to figure it out themselves. And I think, like me, I share my experiences. I share, you know, what I believe in. I try my best to keep it as open and a non-judgmental, open space for everybody to feel included in, and for us just to do it in our own way. So during the summer, I have these beautiful neighbors. They're Indian and they're just fabulous. And every Sunday since we've moved in here, we bought our house like 13 years ago. Every Sunday since we've moved in here, they've always had gatherings in their house. They all arrive with like loads of food and everything. And I just thought it was just their community. So they'd be singing and having a great time. And I just loved it. Like, love seeing the smell and the food going in, the laughter. It's just been gorgeous. So during the summer, our neighbor called into us and he was saying that they have this kind of woman that they are devoted to. It's, I suppose, like their Pope in a way, if you wanted to say, and that she was coming here and she was going to give a talk, and they wanted to invite us as their guests to come if we were interested and come for dinner and like meet this woman and everything. So we were like, I said, yeah, I'd love to do that. I really was interested to learn more about this. So myself and my husband went, and it was a fabulous evening. We got to meet this beautiful woman and she just gave us a blessing, and we had fabulous food and listened to fabulous talks and everything. And then you could learn a little bit more in an intimate ceremony, just with four or five of us in a room, where you got to learn what their practices were. And this is just a place where they talked all about the soul. And I was like fascinated, but it was so clear, so straightforward. And their basic thing was, they weren't there to sell us anything or try to like enroll us in what they did. They really just wanted to share their message and hope that we could take from it whatever we wanted. They believed that our soul is ever present. It's in the trees, it's in the air, it's always with us. They believe in treating everybody with kindness, and they believe in treating our bodies with kindness. Like, that was basically their three pillars of what they do. And what I was saying to the guy who was talking to us that night, who was actually from the UK, I was saying to him, here in Ireland, like, we get bogged down, I think, you know, by so many different things, because we're looking to different practices but we don't really know, because here in Ireland we have grown up with such a strong, it's Catholicism or it's religion and you follow that and that's it. And it was just so lovely that I was looking at them thinking, they understand that they've three principles to follow and that's what they follow and that's it. And it really, really resonated with me. And my neighbour has kindly offered for myself and my husband to pop in anytime we want to him and have a chat about this a bit more. And I came away from that night thinking, oh my God, I have been searching high and low for years to the answers to things. I've looked for wanting my connection to spirit, which goes up and down. I feel good about it. I feel bad about it. I reject it. I go towards it, whatever. I've tried everything going, and I know I've shared this with you before. I've gone to readers, I've gone to healers, I've got my crystals, I've got my this, I've got my that. Whatever I thought might work, where ultimately I just wanted to kind of find a connection to myself and didn't really realize that. But I also feel that there's such a presence of energy. And like when I have experiences where things show up in my life, where I know it's a sign and I know it's spiritual energy around me, it lights me up so much, but I'm like, yeah, this is it. But like I've said before, these are sacred moments. Like, they don't happen all the time. And when they come, they are those Zen moments. So what really struck a chord with me after that night was thinking, how many people are like me? How many people are searching two different people, two different teachers? And how complicated are we making our own faith? Our faith is a personal relationship between ourself and the source of where we come from. That's it. It's a pure line. It's one line up, like one ray of light. If you came to the class last Thursday night, I did a little bit of this where it was like the white light is coming down to your head and into your body. That's it. That is spirituality in a nutshell. Your faith is your connection and your belief system in that. But what does that personally look like for you? Is it getting up in the morning and saying a prayer to someone that you loved dearly who's passed over? You know, my mum gets up in the morning and she lights a candle and she says a prayer to my granny, which was her mum. And she says a little prayer for every person, or particularly somebody that's got something going on. That's her very, very simple practice in the morning time. And actually, she leaves that candle lighting when she's in the house for the day. So whatever that might be, like I know for myself, one of my practices is a lot of time I will sit down and I'll either write it out or I think about everything I'm grateful for. And not a gratitude practice, but I'm praying to something higher when I'm talking about this. I'm asking for, you know, support for people. Or I also light candles, you know, if somebody tells me like their parent doesn't well or something, or they're going for a new job or something like that, I'll be like, oh, I'll light a candle. And I do that at home. And I shared with you last year that I do that, or last week that I do that in the church. So there are little practices. So, but what is your faith? So my faith is that I believe that there is definitely a higher energy where we come from. I personally believe we live our life and we evolve as our soul through all the different life experiences we have. I believe that we return back to that place, and hopefully we move through that energy, you know, that we're ready to go. And we, because sometimes a soul can take a person and their soul can take a while to get fully back to source if you know, they may be feeling a little bit stuck or whatever. So however long that takes for people to get back. And then when you're back, you're in this place of maybe that's the last life you live, or maybe you're going to go and do it again. And it's just a pure love energy, but it's energy. It's not like we go back and we're like walking around up somewhere. I don't believe it's just, we're just energy and entities. I believe we have soul families of all our people that we meet throughout our life, and we'll meet them again and again and again in different experiences. They may be our mother in this life and they might be our daughter in the next life. You know what I mean? We don't know. And, or they might be somebody who works in the shop down the road from you. So I believe that we are really minded. I believe and know that we're minded more than we actually know. And I often forget that, because when I'm in a Zen feeling space, I really get it and I really remember it. And I really, really, really understand it. But then we pop back out and then life takes over and stresses come in. And, you know, recently I've been having this voice almost in my mind where I can hear my dad talking to me, and I haven't had this before, and I can just feel his presence of him saying, if you knew how everything was going to turn out, you'd actually stop worrying about things. And it's something that's been sticking with me recently, because I felt like it was from him. But then I also thought to myself, God, yeah, in general, wouldn't we? Because no matter what happens, and I think sometimes when we are connecting to spirit, we make everything spiritual. So it's like, well, you know, I can understand why that thing happened, because, you know, my soul needed this to happen, or their soul needed that to happen, or that's just life. And they say we're all just down here like actors in a play, just having a life experience, and we go back and it's very quick and life does go very, very fast. And then we're back there and we don't even remember the experience we had here necessarily. And what happens is that when we forget that everything will be okay, and when we forget ourselves in a way, we can start to look for meaning for why things happen. But when we pass too much of why things happen and go in the way that they do, and we try to understand it from a spiritual perspective, which can be helpful in some parts of our life, it actually negates our life experience. Sometimes we have to go through the really shit emotions. Sometimes we have to go through the traumas and the pain. I don't know why, but we just do. And that if we don't acknowledge in our human experience that those things are important for us to feel and go through, and just keep passing everything up and giving it a spiritual meaning and giving it a spiritual reason, we actually won't progress. So we all know the expression, like, if it's meant to be, it'll happen, or that was meant to be. And I'm a big believer in that. I'm a big believer in divine timing. I know that that's true because I've experienced it many, many times. I've seen a lot of clients experience that too. But sometimes you just got to let yourself say, it's okay if I feel crap about this. It's okay if this doesn't feel good to me. So we don't want to bypass our emotions, or what I would call it, spiritually bypass, by just absolutely using spirituality as this reason for why everything happens, or trying to even understand why everything happens. Because we're not meant to understand it all. That's part of our life experience. That's part of our growth. We're not meant to heal absolutely every part of us. We're not meant to be able to do that. We're not meant to be able to understand the fundamental reason that something happens as it did. We may get that insight 3 years down the road, or we may never get that insight. We may never understand why awful things happen. We may never understand why how amazing things come into our life, and at the timing that they come in. We may never understand, because, to be honest, we're not meant to understand. And we also don't understand the energy of what we're tapping into. It is so more vast than our conscious mind could ever be able to take in. So, after all my waffle again, think about what your faith is, what you believe in, what sits in your system and means the most to you. Put away, I know I'm saying this the whole time, but this month, like, put away the books, put away everything. Come back to your relationship with yourself and your own faith. Like, I know I have read, I just shared all the books that I've read with you. I read so much. Like, a lot of what I know comes from how much I read. You know, how much personal development material I would read. Not for myself, but actually, like, nearly researching things. The spiritual research that I do. I've been doing this for years. I love it. But there comes a time and a place as well that we have to park some things just to, for a moment. So it's just for this month, just to step back and say, let me work without the books, without the podcasts, without the YouTube videos, without my cards, like I said, without my crystals, without all of these things. Let me just clear the decks for 3 to 4 weeks and come back to this clear point between me, myself, my faith in myself, and my faith in source, and creating a real sense and understanding, more so, a real sense of what that is. Next week, we're going to be looking at tapping into energies that actually go against what we truly believe in, and how that can bring us on a bad path, but can take us off our path, if you want to say. So this week, I'd love you to get more clear on this. And I hope that helped. I didn't waffle on too much. Nearly 20 minutes of an audio for you. So I hope you're still listening, and I'll chat to you really soon.